Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Down at the Pistons practice facility, they are wrapping up practice, and we hope to have J.B. Bickerstaff on. By the way, the guys at Buffalo Wild Wings, they preview tonight's Monday night game. So 2-6 obviously follows, and we expect to get plenty of Lions discussion then. Predictions still coming in. This is via the Twitter. Dom writes in, Tampa 45, Detroit 24. Tampa will carve up this secondary, and Jared Goff will struggle versus Todd Bowles, who will pressure and blitz all game. Well, that would be unfortunate. So,
one thing with pressuring Jared Goff is that he is definitely not as good pressured as he is when he's got the clean pocket to step up and throw into. His numbers are significantly worse.
But also, doesn't he have some of the best numbers against the blitz?
I think he has had that in the past, but last time I saw some stat about this was a couple weeks ago, and it did not look favorable to Jared Goff.
Well, what it means is that it can be that against the blitz, the offensive line does a great job and still gives him a clean pocket.
It yeah, I mean, he
hasn't
seen
that as much as anything.
He has not been sacked that much this year, which is great. And if Taylor Decker is back in action tonight, that adds more stability to that offensive line. And I'm not going to be crazy mad if Taylor Decker doesn't play, because it just means that they want to give him the extra week off. They get the bye week coming up after this game tonight. So this team needs to get healthier for sure. And we've seen this team play and score a bunch of points without Taylor Decker. So if they have to go that route, then they have to go that route, whether it's Dan Skipper or whomever to be brought up, although I think it would be Skipper, to play left tackle.
Justin writes in, this is a total kitchen sink game for the Lions. I think we're winning. It's something like 31-28. Tampa is a team. Tampa is this team's nemesis. Nobody plays us harder than Tampa does year in and year out. If Bucky Irving sits tonight, we may need to play five in the secondary. Well, I mean, they may do that anyway, but Tampa's done a good job against this Lions offense. I mean, the playoff game, Lions got to 31, but in these last couple of regular season meetings, these have been low-scoring affairs.
So. That they have.
Yep. Steve writes in, Lions 46, Tampa 20. We control the clock. Gibbs and Monty both score along with Laporta 1 and St. Brown 2. And a pick 6. Well, I'll take that.
So if Montgomery and Gibbs score again in the same game, does it knock off Emmitt Smith and Moose Johnston as the duo that has scored the most?
I think so.
I think so, too. Well, let's see it. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's pick it up.
Yep.
Knock those Cowboys down a notch.
We'll see. Packers and Bears both won, so it's important in the division for the Lions to keep pace. But you know what I've discovered? I spent all of last year wanting the Lions to be the one seed, wanting them to be the one seed. I'm so much more focused on what that injury report means.
100%.
I mean, it's really, really weird. And that's why I said earlier in the show, long season, lots can happen. But at the end of the day, I just would like to see that they are healthy after the bye week and can get on a bit of a run.
Look, now,
and as they get guys back, somebody else is going to get hurt, but you're just trying to pare those numbers down as the season goes on.
I know that factually the only games the Lions lost last season were at home, mm-hmm. two in the regular season and the playoff game. I know that's factually correct.
Yep.
But I also know, being there firsthand, there is absolutely a lift that the team gets from playing at home, mm-hmm. and they're way more comfortable playing at home than they are on the road. Not that they don't do well on the road. Obviously, they did. They were undefeated last year. But this is a team that wants to play in front of the fans. And if you don't get the number one seed, at the very least, you want to get a home playoff game because the fans deserve it. That's a big part of it. But all in all, yes, be healthy. Be healthy.
Yep.
And we'll see who suits up tonight and who doesn't suit up.
And the fans can make a difference. Like, it is definitely a real thing. I'd been looking forward to, since Ford Field opened, the idea that Detroit had a legitimate football team because I thought it was going to be the best home field in the NFL. And I think, the record is one thing. But the sound in that building can be piercing. Absolutely piercing. So
I think it'll be crazy loud tonight, yep. assuming people are able to get into the stadium.
Right. Still nothing with your
No.
If you haven't heard, there's a massive Amazon Web Services outing which is impacting the Detroit Lions app. So I don't know how many people download their tickets to their phone before the game day. Hopefully you've done it already. Because I am noticing it's still problems with FanDuel and you still are having problems with the Detroit Lions app.
Yeah.
So they say they're...
I think mine is now through Ticketmaster. At this point, it gets to the Ticketmaster part, and that's where it kind of craps
out.
Well,
keep trying, because some people have had success today. But that is a big, big, big looming story. So
pulling on that rope?
What's that?
Keep pulling on that rope?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Is that some sort of phrase?
Is that the Electrifying Mojo thing?
That was tie a knot, keep hanging. That was Electrifying Mojo, yeah.
Something with a rope.
Yes, there was a rope. If you feel like you're slipping, tie a knot, keep hanging. Don't say damn, Gator. Say whammy, whammy, whoa.
You're talking.
Yes.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You better be.
that's how it works.
All right, here we go. Just in time, we are joined by the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, Mr. J.B. Bickerstaff, who is joining us here following practice. I know we had to hustle you off the practice field, or practice court. I hope we didn't interrupt anything.
You did. You ruined practice. So I hope you feel good about yourself.
Well, I mean, the next 5 minutes are going to be spectacular. We got to make up for it, right?
That's right. Better be the best we've ever done.
Well, I will tell you, we sat here a year ago with you coming off a 14-win season. What a difference a year makes. Did you anticipate that the improvement would be that much?
I mean, we expected growth, but I think to say, that number, we wouldn't be being honest with each other sitting here. But we knew we had talent in the room. You just didn't know how quickly – all of our stuff systematically, and then the chemistry. And I think that's where we were able to overachieve a little bit, is we had chemistry like other places don't. And we won basketball games because we were more connected than a lot of other teams were.
So leadership-wise, I mean, Cade Cunningham's amazing as a player, and it looks like he can take even another step forward, go from star to superstar. Hopefully we see that. But entrusting that leadership to somebody that young, how do you go about doing that? And obviously you've surrounded some other veteran players here, but how do you feel about his leadership?
I mean, it's earned. You give guys an opportunity to show you what they're capable of, and then you make decisions based on that. And, giving Cade that opportunity and just being around him, I couldn't be more pleased with the way that he handles himself and the way he carries himself. It's one of the most amazing things that I've seen from a guy his age, with young guys to older guys to referees to coaches. It doesn't matter. He's a leader no matter how you look at it, and he's so selfless but so talented. And that's the fun part about Cade is, Cade can go out and do the things that Cade does, but he's always at the same time supporting people around him and making his teammates better. He doesn't have to take away from them in order for himself to grow. And I think that's when you got something special, and he is.
When you guys got to the postseason, we started looking up the rosters and comparing your roster to everybody else in the East. You're by far the youngest team that's contending for the conference. Now with the injuries that are elsewhere, I mean, it's not a ridiculous thing. You guys could ascend to the top spot in the East if everything goes right and the arrow keeps pointing up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to do the job.
Sure.
And that's our focus. And I know that sounds like coach speak, but it's the truth of it, is we're a process-driven team. every single day we do what we feel like we need to do in order to get the results that we want, but we focus on doing the small things every single day. And again, we believe in the group and the talent that if we do things right and we're the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, we'll get the results.
But can you feel the incentive is there? Like, hey, this, when you were a 14-win team, nobody was talking about winning the East. Can you feel that the guys see that achievable goal?
There was a hunger in our guys following the end of last season, and I was impressed to a man of what our guys did this summer as far as work goes. So you can feel the energy that they have to get better for it, to get back to where we were before, and then take another step. So, you know, there is a purpose to us. It's a different purpose, obviously, than we had this time of year last year, and you can sense that from all the guys.
Is it a setback to see what's happened with Jaden Ivey? Obviously, the injury, I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
He's going to be gone for at least 4 weeks here. But playing without him last year, you guys played really well down the stretch. And the thought of getting him healthy and getting him back was really enticing. What does it do to the team's morale or to you as a coach to see, damn it, he's going to be out for another 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's more frustrating for him than it can be for any of us, right? Like, to be able to work your way all the way back and do all the stuff that he did to get back to where he was and then have this happen. Like, we feel more for him, you know, and just, like, we miss his energy. You know, we miss him out there with the guys, you know, every single day. So we'll figure that part of it out, you know, again. We'll go through the same process with him, you know, do what he needs to do to get, you know, hit those markers so we can get him back on the floor, and then we'll ingratiate him back to the team. And we know what talent he can bring for us. You know, we know how he can change games and win games for you too. So, you know, it'll be like a 6-week trade or 4-week trade, whatever it might be, where we get an influx of talent where other teams are just standing pat.
I feel like coaches don't like answering this question, but is there a guy on this team you think is really ready to take a huge leap forward?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's tough for us to answer that because we believe in all of our guys. You know, I expect guys like Asar, like JD, like Ron, to take big steps for us this year. You know, I think their opportunities are going to be greater, and I think they're ready to handle those opportunities as well.
What did you learn from the series against the Knicks? It was a great series for fans to watch, brutal series to play in, lots of ups, lots of downs. What did you take out of that?
I mean, there's just so many small things that matter, and I hope our guys saw that also. You know, it's a possession in the first quarter where you make a mistake on a rotation that gives up a three and the game ends up being a 2 or 3 point game. You know, and understanding just how important possession by possession is in playoff basketball. And that's the thing for myself and our guys that I hope we took away from it, is that you can implement in the regular season. You know, if you do those small things in the regular season consistently, they become habit for you. And then when you get to the playoffs, you don't have to worry about turning on a switch or, you know, trying to gain that experience in the moment.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about replacing the shooting and Duncan Robinson coming in, being able to provide some of that. What about Dennis Schroeder's minutes?
Yeah, I mean, we'll miss Dennis for sure. You know, what he was able to do post-trade deadline and how he helped, you know, run our offense and, like, the small things. Like, when we were in the bonus, we knew we were going to get a foul call because he was going to dribble into somebody and fall down, right? Like, he would help you gain extra points that way. But, again, we believe that, you know, with adding Caris LeVert, his ball-handling ability, his playmaking ability, he can take some of that pressure off. Marcus Sasser, Danis Jenkins, like, we've had guys that have been really, really impactful for us from the top to the bottom of our roster as far as ball handling goes. And then, again, we're just going to look a little different. You know what I mean? Like, our defense will still be the same. We'll be aggressive. We'll be tough. We'll be physical. But offensively, we'll just look a little bit different to try to make up for, you know, the loss of some of the shooting and then, you know, the playmaking that he brought as well.
With a team that got to where they did last year, maybe unexpected, even self-admittedly, a little bit unexpected there, how long was this offseason for you to get back because you want to validate what happened last year and improve on it?
I mean, to be honest, it seemed like it flew by. You know, it's weird. Like, it's weird in the offseason is, you know, you spend a little bit of time with your family, and then it feels like you turn around and the season is here again because you don't stop working anymore. You know, it's summer league, it's free agency, it's draft. So you just keep working, and then it's how do I prepare my team for the upcoming season? So, like, by the time, you know, it came, we were chomping at the bit to get going. But then we look back, and it was like, damn, where did the summer go?
Well, Coach, we appreciate you hustling off the practice floor to be with us, and good luck.
I appreciate it.
It's been fun watching you guys.
Thank you very much.
A lot of fun.
There is the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, J.B. Bickerstaff, here. And that'll do it for our show from here today. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. Don't forget, coming up next from Buffalo Wild Wings in downtown Detroit is we got the 2-6 extravaganza with Mike and Rico. So thanks, Kang, back in our studios, Bobby here on site. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.